Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Thursday, April 3rd. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, the superintendent of the Commerce Independent School District, Blake Cooper. Birthdays.
K-Sella, Sella, whatever will be, the future's not ours to see. K-Sella, Sella.
The great Doris Day is 90 today.
You don't understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody instead of a bum, which is what I am. Let's face it.
Marlon Brando, born on the same date, April 3rd, 1924, as Doris Day, and also would have been 90 today. On this day in history, on April 3, 1865, during the Civil War, the Union Army finally captures the Confederate capital of Richmond. In 1948, the Louisiana Hayride Country Music Program debuts on KWKH Radio in Shreveport. Among many others over the years, the Hayride featured an aspiring young singer from Memphis.
Elvis, how are you this evening?
It's fine. How are you, sir? Well, I like to say how happy we are to be down here. It's a real honor for us to be get a chance to appear on the Louisiana Hayride. We're going to do a song for you we've got on Sun Record. It goes something like this. That's all right, Mama. That's all right with you.
Number one on the charts this day in 1967, The Turtles and Happy Together.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together.
On the KETR events calendar, tickets are on sale for the annual Boots and Barbecue celebration and fundraiser hosted by the Commerce Schools Educational Enrichment Foundation. The event is scheduled for 6 p.m. Saturday, April 12th at Commerce High School. Last year, the foundation gave over $31,000 to fund 14 teacher-proposed grant projects designed to provide activities and resources unavailable in the regular school budget. Individual tickets are available for $25 each and can be purchased at the Commerce ISD Central Administration Building, 3315 Washington Street. The annual Boots and Barbecue fundraiser, 6 p.m. Saturday, April 12th at Commerce High School. Our thought for the day is from Bill Cosby. In order to succeed, your desire for success should be greater than your fear of failure. Here at KETR, we appreciate very much the time you spend listening. Because you listen, consider making a contribution to this public radio station during our spring 2014 membership drive. It's easy to do. Just call 800-882-KETR or visit KETR.org and click support this station. And thanks. Our guest in the cafe this morning is the superintendent of the Commerce Independent School District, Blake Cooper. Good morning.
Good morning.
Been a while since we've seen you.
Been rather busy.
You've been a busy,
yes.
Busy young man, have
yes.
you not?
Well, appreciate the young, too, by the way.
Well, you are compared to me. I promise you that. Well, Blake, it is, as we speak, it is the time for STAR testing, the achievement test or the standardized testing.
Standardized, yes, I understand.
Standardized testing that takes place in the school districts of the state of Texas. And I've seen some stories lately, for whatever reason, of parents threatening or even going so far as to say, well, my kid's not going to take the test, and kind of a bit of a backlash against that. And I know you've been pretty vocal about testing as well. So what's your point of view at this point on the STAR testing?
Well, again, I want to make sure that everybody understands that well, I've been very vocal about the over-testing of our kids and the high-stakes testing. Do we need accountability? Yes, we need accountability. And I want to make sure everybody understands that those of us, which are most of the superintendents in the state of Texas and that are against talk about being against testing, we believe in accountability. But I believe high stakes testing is not the answer. But it is what it is, and that's what the state has said that we're going to do, and so that's what we have to do. I believe that the legislature answered the grassroots movement at the secondary level, from 15 down to 5 at the high school level. Mm-hmm. But they did not address grades 3 through 8. So I think we're going to continue to see the grassroots movement from parents to help get the 3 through 8 testing modified and reduced to somewhat. And I believe it worked last session with the secondary. It's going to work again with elementary. But right now it is what it is. And the thing is, when you look at Texas Education Code about opting out, what a lot of folks don't understand, they don't read the whole law. But it goes on to say a parent is not entitled to remove the parent's child from a class or the other school activity to avoid a test or to prevent the child from taking a subject for an entire semester. So when you're looking at grades 3 and 5, they have to pass the test to actually move to the next grade. And so,
and that's the high stakes that you're talking about.
That's the high stakes we're talking about. I'm not saying I'm for it. Yeah. I think everybody knows me knows how I feel. In fact, we made a rule at the beginning of the year that if you say the word STAR, EOC, you have to pay 25 cents to a fine bucket in the office of each campus. But the reality is, it is what it is, and it's the law.
We're talking with the superintendent of the Commerce ISD, Blake Cooper. Well, now, tell me about this Texas High Performing Schools Consortium that the Commerce ISD is part of.
Yes, we're excited to be a part of that. Our school board voted a couple of months ago for us to apply for this opportunity. They did some screening and then accepted us. We have joined 93 other school districts. Now, this started in 2006 with 23 school districts of all kinds. But basically, it's a different way of doing school. From community-based school accountability, which is part of House Bill 5, we're in the process of putting together a community-based accountability system. But, you know, how we evaluate teachers, how we evaluate administrators, how do we hold kids accountable? What kind of materials do we use for kids? Again, it's a different way of doing school. Helping kids learn critical thinking skills, decision-making skills, integrating technology the right way in the classrooms. All these kind of things that are so unique to what education is today. That's what we want to do. We want our kids to be future ready. I don't know if you've noticed the sign there by Lone Star, and it says Commerce ISD students are future ready, and we're putting signs of the kids of what they're doing after high school out in front of it. If they're going to a college, if they're going to the military, you know, if they're going to cosmetology school, we have a young lady doing that. I mean, whatever it is they're going to do, we want them prepared for that. Because there's a lot of these kids going to go to school, and the occupation that's going to be that they're going to do hadn't even been created yet. So anyway, you can tell I get excited about that.
And you're developing, you and the other schools in this consortium, you're developing this new way of doing school.
Well, and everybody's basically what we want to do. The legislature, you know, we've been bad about this as superintendents. We've always griped about what's wrong with the system, but we need to come up with a solution. And so what we're doing is we're coming up with solutions. And that's what our legislators want. They want to know, okay, well, you know, this is the issue, but what can we do to fix this problem? What can we do to make it better? And that's what this consortium is all about.
Good. Blake, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Blake Cooper, the superintendent of the Commerce ISD, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.